Of course, that's where we're always streaming to, right there on our website. If you missed anything from earlier this morning, the conversation in the 6 and 7 hour was good. It was hot and heavy. A lot of good stuff from not only myself and Nikayla, but the texters as well for you people who were chiming in that way. You can always text 330-339-9399. That, of course, the Weaver Appliance text line. Hey, this is interesting. Jane Seymour, she's been in Playboy two other times, 1973, 1987. Now she's in her 70s, and she will once again be in the latest issue of Playboy.
In her 70s?
Magazine. Yeah, I looked earlier to see exactly how old she was.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, you know what?
Good
no, not, not in her 70s yet. This article says 67 years old is how old she is. She posted a photo on Instagram saying how she's thrilled to be a part of the magazine. She feels like she's at home right there at Playboy. So as I tilt my head to the side, look at the picture for 67, right? Is that how old she is? Kayla, not bad for 67 years old. Just saying. So there you go. Don't know when that issue will be out. But, yeah, 67. I thought she was in her 70s. But, of course, she got her fame in the James Bond film, Live and Let Die, back in the 70s, did Jane Seymour. I've never seen the issue from 73, nor have I seen the issue from 1987.
Better do some research, huh?
But, yeah, especially if now I'm talking about it, I have to be in the know and informed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, our Facebook and Twitter poll questions are up for Friday. Let's go through these again, shall we? Three of them are up for you guys to chime in on. All right, Mikayla, after a week, I mean, was it that bad? Still that bad?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Yes, it's still that bad.
Still horrible?
It's worse because I've had to continue to hear it.
How does everyone else feel about it? Anyway.
It's sad because you can tell she's a good singer. Fergie is a good singer. She has a good voice.
Fergalicious.
She just did something weird with the wrong song.
Fergalicious death. After 40-plus votes at this point in time, after almost a week, how do you feel about Fergie's national anthem? 94% of you say, never sing it ever again, Fergie. And then 6% of you say, eh, it wasn't that bad. What? There's nothing good about this. Nothing good at all. Does she jump out of a birthday cake? Because that's kind of how it sounds.
I think of Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday,
exactly.
Mr. President.
Happy Birthday.
Obviously, she sang it better than me.
But, Mr. LeBron James. Anyway, another question up. This broke last night. Maroon 5, headed by, of course, Adam Levine from The Voice. He and his band will be a part of the Concert for Legends at the Hall of Fame, which will be in August. That a good choice or no? 35% of you say, eh, no interest. 65% say, yeah, good choice.
It'll be a good show.
I'm not a huge, not even really a fan of Maroon 5. Obviously, they have catchy tunes here and there. Moves like Jagger.
Adam Levine is pretty talented.
One of the, at one point in time, dubbed as the sexiest man alive.
No.
Now, of course,
everybody, this is
this
Blake
guy.
Shelton on 99.9 FM.
It's funny because they're both
drunk.
The Voice, but it's fine.
He's drunk and he's sexy. So there you go. Maroon 5 in August. I saw ticket prices ranging from anywhere from like $55 to $155.
Oh, they're going to be expensive.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So Maroon 5 coming to Northeast Ohio there for the Concert for Legends. The question of the day, really, all those pale in comparison to what everybody's top cereal choice or choices are. And some of the responses coming in. First of all, what in the world, Corey Brinton, are grape nuts? Mikayla, what are grape nuts?
I have no idea.
What kind of cereal?
Who puts
is that?
Nuts in grapes?
I don't know. Honey Smacks, not a big fan.
Don't even know what that is.
Those will tear up your mouth. Remember I said Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, they just tear the roof of your mouth all up.
Yeah.
No good. You don't want a cereal like that. Special K, depends on if you get like Special K chocolate kind, right? Still somewhat healthy for you, isn't it?
No.
Still somewhat healthy. Can never go wrong with Cheerios, Missy. I know that.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's got to be honey.
Not just the plain Cheerios, because then you want to load them up with sugar and it defeats the purpose of eating Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios or Cinnamon Life. cereal.
You know what? Cinnamon Life is good.
It doesn't
crack my top three, but it's good.
When I was pregnant, because I have a sweet tooth as it is, mm-hmm. so it was like times a million when I was pregnant, and that's what I would munch on. I would sit there and eat Cinnamon Life cereal like potato chips.
Oh, no milk, just dry.
Just dry.
Dry cereal. Rebecca does that sometimes. You know what she does? I'm going to put her on blast. She'll eat dry the... not healthy for you at all, but the Reese Puffs cereal,
yeah,
which is oh so delicious, especially if you, with the milk. I mean, you can't go wrong. Then you get the peanut butter chocolatey milk at the end, which is seemingly the best part.
You're such a kid at heart.
Cereal.
I can see you totally lifting up the bowl and slurping that milk on.
The best bowls are the ones that have the built-in straws, so you can totally channel your inner 5-year-old.
Or the spoons that have they have spoons that are straws, too.
Had those, mm-hmm. yeah, had those growing up as a child, definitely. Shannon Thomas says, Fruity Pebbles, it's yabba dabba delicious. I would most certainly agree. You said Aaron's not a cereal fan.
Mm-hmm. He's not, like, he doesn't really do sweets. At all.
Is he a guy? Is he an American?
I mean, cheesecake. He does cheesecake.
Okay, that counts.
But that's, I mean, he's just not, we don't buy a lot of sweets at our house.
I mean, there are times, because my wife doesn't cook, as I put her on blast again. I'll let you know Monday if I slept on the couch. But she does not cook. So, yeah, there is a time or two where I'm a little too busy and twin boys, where I've had for dinner a time or two a bowl of cereal.
Listen, the best thing about being an adult is that you can eat cereal whenever the heck you want, and
right.
no one can tell you otherwise.
Ice cream for breakfast?
And you can
try and tell me no.
Yeah, and you can tell your kids, do as I say, not as I do.
That's right.
Been waiting my whole life to be able to be in this role.
Been waiting my whole life to tell somebody what to do, and now I'm doing
it. And do what I want.
That's right.
I'm the mom.
Okay, well, top three for me in terms of cereal. Do you have a top three?
No, I have a top two.
Top two, that's fine. You don't necessarily need a top three. My top three, one goes like this. Fruity Pebbles, by far, and away, my number one cereal on my list. It takes me back to my childhood. So that's what my grandmother would feed me, then send me back off to my parents. So you can't go wrong with Fruity Pebbles. Got to let them get a little soggy, though. Then you can basically get a spoon, which is like the size of a shovel, and just jam them in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the fruity goodness. Cinnamon Toast Crunch definitely is number two for me. Can't go wrong with that. The milk, let me say this. The milk at the end of Cinnamon Toast Crunch may be better than any other end of cereal milk ever out there. So that's why it's number two. Number three for me, it's got to be Frosted Flakes. It's somewhat healthy.
It's the flakes. The frost ruins the health aspect of
it. Makes it healthy. You know, my grandpa growing up, he'd always eat cornflakes and chop up a banana and put it in there. Which, I mean, looks good. I'm not a big banana fan, but it looked good.
I do fruit and cereal. I mean, oatmeal every now and then, but...
Oatmeal's delicious, but I'm more of a cereal guy,
yeah.
To be honest. Some more comments on here from Top Cereals. Lucky Charms, Sarah, is that with or without those new unicorns? Let me know if you happen to try them out. Somebody said on the text line that they now have like some sort of... not Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it's like Blueberry Toast Crunch and Strawberry Toast Crunch, which I have yet to see any of those.
Just so you know, not healthy, just because the word strawberry or blueberries in there.
What about the, okay, you have the Frosted Mini Wheats, right? Mm-hmm. Shredded Wheat cereal.
Mm-hmm.
What about the chocolate kind of those?
I've never tried the chocolate kind.
Listen, they're so good.
My top cereals, you've got to be more specific for me, because the cereals that I buy are Honey Nut Cheerios, the Cinnamon Life cereal every now and then.
Because it's healthy.
And then, well, not
somewhat
healthy. And I like it. And it gives me my sweet tooth craving without eating, like, a whole box of Lucky Charms. And then I would say, thirdly, there is, like, it's Kellogg's Granola Cinnamon Crunch. It's, like, lumps of granola and cinnamon.
Sounds way too healthy.
It's really good. No, it's really good. But that's what I buy. That's adult Michaela. Child Michaela would go with, like, Cocoa Puffs.
Can't go wrong there.
Or
chocolate milk at the end.
Fruity Pebbles or chocolate the Cocoa Pebbles. You know how they do the different...
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I don't know what they're actually called now that I'm trying to say.
They are Cocoa Pebbles.
Is it Cocoa Pebbles?
Just like the Fruity Pebbles, yeah.
Yeah. Those are amazing. And then, of course, your Fruit Loops or...
Someone says Cinnamon Life, Tara's with you. Mm-hmm. Honey Bunches of Oats, those are good. The honey roasted ones are pretty good. Honey Bunches of Oats. Somebody on here said Captain Crunch. Let me say this. I haven't had Captain Crunch since I was about 6 years old.
And Captain Crunch is a good one.
No, though. It's the one that will tear up your mouth.
Yes.
It will wreck your mouth
but
for
the
a
little,
day.
It's okay. Captain Crunch reminds me of when you buy a bag. This is a weird comparison. When you buy a bag of Chex Mix, okay,
uh-huh.
and you only go after the little Chex, and you try to get away from all the pretzels.
I hate the people that do that. Are you that person?
I'm so that person. Everyone leaves like the little stick things and the pretzels and then goes just after the little Chex. That's what Captain Crunch reminds me of because I go after the little... The little thingies.
I know they make... Listen, I'm going to throw Brooke on blast. Her husband, I guess, apparently eats Captain Crunch, just the berries.
Or just the berries, either or.
Which, I mean, nothing
See,
says I'm a child
you can
more
judge
than
a person,
just the berries.
Just a person... judge a person's character by if they pick out the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms. I used to do
that.
How
to eat those marshmallows.
When I was a kid.
Or else they're not... What makes them lucky if you don't...
Well, if you,
you
eat
the
all the marshmallows, you're super lucky.
You're right. Agree with you there. Listen, I once had a sort of an entrepreneur idea. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And it was to sort of sell cereal milk. Like, you could buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored milk, which I don't know if they do that yet or not. Hmm. Now, you can't really go like Cocoa Pebbles or Cocoa Puffs milk, because essentially that's chocolate milk.
That would be chocolate milk.
All right, yes. we have Jared's top five. Keep it right there for me. First of all, how old are you, Captain Crunch? Really? Is it just the berries or the full-blown Captain Crunch, right? Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I can agree with. Golden Grahams, it's in my top five. I don't know if
Golden
it's four
Grahams
or five.
Golden Grahams is a good one.
Crispix, no way, dude. You add sugar to it? No, then it's worth eating. Fruity Pebbles, and yes, again, the good old-fashioned cocoa.
Ooh, what about Rice Krispies? The Rice Krispies cereals. Remember the characters, Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
I love the characters. I love the sound that cereal makes, but I'm not a huge fan. I'll eat the Rice Krispie treats.
But that one
day.
You have to load with sugar.
Yeah, you do. That's the only way to eat it. But anyway, nobody steal my cereal milk idea, okay? Bottling that stuff up and selling. Is that not a great idea?
Let's go in on it together. It's probably been done.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, we'll do it with like lactose milk, or we'll do almond milk mixed with...
For all the folks who can't have regular milk.
Yeah, look, we got to include everybody.
Great idea. No, we're not secluding anybody, not in this day and age. Hey, 9 o'clock hour. I want to mention this again. Lindsay Tidrick, Strasburg School Counselor, K-12. She'll join us to talk about Mental Health Night at the PAC on Monday. It's about teens and risky behaviors. And with everything going on in our country today, you'll definitely want to hear about that interview. And not only that, attend that event on Monday night.